You're listening to Denver Jamgrass, connecting fans and bands since 2014. On today's episode, Thunder and Rain. If you like what you hear on Denver Jamgrass, it would really be helpful to us if you could share the podcast with some of your friends, particularly if they like bluegrass, jamgrass, or other kinds of Americana or roots music. And now, Thunder and Rain.
Very Dobro-centric band. Yeah. Dobro is like become really important in our sound. Beach, California. It's just south of LA, and didn't really listen to bluegrass much growing up. Didn't really even know about it, but I've always enjoyed singing and started playing guitar at 13.
All right, I'm Dylan McCarthy. I play mandolin in Thunder and Rain. I grew up in Boulder, Colorado,
Hi, I'm Ian Hagley, and I play bass in Thunder and Rain. I come from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, or more specifically, Wauwatosa. But I moved out here about 9 years ago now to go to school and study music. And while I was in high school, I got into bluegrass and played in a little group with some friends.
I'm Alan Cook. I play dobro with Thunder and Rain. I grew up in Boulder, Colorado, actually outside of Boulder a little bit, kind of near Lyons. I grew up going to Rocky Grass, and I went there since I was 5 years old.
Solidify who we were, like, at the basic fundamental point, but we were a string band, mandolin, banjo, upright bass, and guitar, and we focused on original songs written by me and our banjo player at the time, R.P. Oates, who is still my co-writer. We co-write remotely, or if he's around, we co-write together in person. And I think the reason why we're not just fully bluegrass, even though I think we're more closer to that than we've ever been with this group, is because I didn't really grow up with it, and my songwriting is influenced by lots of genres. But we play with really high-end bluegrass instrumentalists, and it makes a cool, I don't know, sound that I like. The last song of our show was called Wine and Weed and You, and it's a song that's on our upcoming album called Passing in the Night. It's the last song on the album, last song of the show, and this song I co-wrote actually with a different friend named John Luth, who's a really great musician, and I had a verse and a chorus, and I brought it to him, and I was like, I think this is something. It was born from a kind of a desperate moment after a breakup where I was just always looking to numb my feelings so that I wouldn't have to feel heartbroken. And from the title, you can maybe tell what my choice experiences were to numb those feelings. And I think that a lot of people do that. I like it because it kind of acknowledges, like, we can, you know, we can party and we can have a good time, but there's this other side of, like, you know, I'm just doing this to feel better about something I feel really bad about. And I think that's an interesting emotion to write from. My friend helped me put in this really cool pop hook in it. He really likes pop music, so we put in this pop hook that the mandolin and dobro play in between choruses. And then I was sort of inspired by Green Sky Bluegrass, and I really wanted to do like a long jam at the end of the song. So at the end of the song, you kind of go off into this like spacey jam that's pretty fun. And tonight Dylan's reverb sounded pretty cool.
Things that are bad for me, wine and weed and you, take away any memory, nothing left to prove, wine and weed and you, I'll spend all my money, I guess, gas in the tank and a black lace dress, so I can get my daily dose of someone hold me closer. Thank you.
We got some things coming up as a band. We're going, well, by the time you hear this, we've already been on tour and come back. But we are gearing up for our album release in January, January 4th at Swallow Hill in Denver. We will be releasing our album. More details to follow. Hopefully by the time this podcast airs, we'll have some of those details. But we're definitely excited to release this album. So that's January 4th. And then in May, we're going to go back to the UK. We're going to do another 3-week tour like we did last year. That was really successful, surprisingly so. And according to our agent over there, we have already almost all the dates booked. So pretty exciting.
You can find our YouTube page if you search Thunder and Rain. But then kind of dig a little bit deeper, add the word bluegrass.
Add band. Music. That's how you do it.
Or band. Just so you get past all the 10 hours of thunder and rain.
Thunder and Rain CO on Instagram.
Yeah, and what else? You can find our music on CD Baby, on Spotify, on pretty much everywhere you can stream music. What else?
Yeah, follow us on Instagram. Aaron's really become quite the meme artist lately, so you won't be sorry.
I make original memes now, so I'm officially cool, and you guys want to be a part of this. Be a part of this glow up.
I want to introduce these gentlemen to my left and right. To my right, his name is Dylan McCarthy. Playing the mandolin. And to my left, playing the dobro, this is Alan Cook. Breaking on.
You've been listening to Denver Jamgrass, connecting fans and bands since 2014. Today's episode featured audio from Thunder and Rain. The show was recorded at the Broomfield Auditorium, and it was part of the Bluegrass at the Audi series put on by our friends over at the Colorado Bluegrass Music Society. We hope to see you next week. We have new episodes coming out every Tuesday, and we'll be featuring tons of bands that are from right here in Colorado, and also traveling bands that are playing here in the great state. Thanks again for listening, folks, and from all of us here at Denver Jamgrass, we'll see you next Tuesday.